Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
I do not like you. You and I are not the same. Yes. Say what you want, what you want, what you want, won't say it to me.
Got the answer anybody wanna call, and I got the right if anybody wanna fall, and I'm going in if anybody wanna war, so don't say a thing if you don't wanna go to war, and we're going hey, 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 hey. Yeah, we're going hey, 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 hey. Yeah,
welcome to our summer special, Music for Change. I am Nick Pendergrass, and I am joined by Adam Carnellini. Thanks for joining me, Adam.
Thank you.
And we are both presenters from Freedom of Species, an animal advocacy show that is currently taking a break over the summer. And so we're bringing you this summer special with some political music that isn't actually related to animal liberation. Me and Adam both really enjoy animal liberation music, and we often play that on Freedom of Species. But we also listen to and enjoy music on a wide range of other social justice issues. So that's what we're going to bring you today, music covering a whole wide range of social justice issues. So, yeah, I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people, the Kulin Nation, whose lands I'm broadcasting from today. And we opened up with some Indigenous Australian artists. That was a little bit of Go to War by Briggs and Thelma Plum. And we're going to kick things off with a little bit more from Briggs. This is AB Original with the song Dead in a Minute. It features Katie Baker. And I did want to as well mention at the start, I'm not sure about this song, but I'm sure lots of the songs throughout will contain swearing. So I thought rather than doing that for every song, we just mentioned that right at the start of the show.
Hey, Briggs!
Hey, Briggs!
Yeah, we should probably get this record done, dog.
Yeah, all right.
I got like 5 minutes left of me. Of life!
Shit, I'm already dead.
The clock ticks on. Numbers over the face, guys. Every day is a victory in this invisible race.
Life crisis, blurred in my background like it's filmed by ISIS. We mix breeds and hybrids. Don't run up to your park car, hit you with this armor. Now who got the half cast? Nothing sweet as winning when you always got to start last. You jar jar, big mistake. Coke heads lick the plate. Whack rappers with the sack. Government don't give it back, so we gon' take it all while we can before we take a fall. Like Owen Hart, they watching me like I barbecued half a Noah's Ark. They jumped inside a lowered car with tinted windows while I'm ripping Indo. Even though I'm sober, but that don't mean a thing, though.
Call your son.
I could be dead any minute. They want me out the way, in the grave for the prison. A slave to the system, so I'm talking on the mic to bring black back in fashion as I walk into the light.
The clock ticks on. Numbers over the face, babe.
I'm going to La Ramba. Super sub by copper. You belong for what? The crisis of midlife. Got me swinging this Bowie knot. My life is just throwing dice. I'm living on borrowed time. I'm tapping students like I'm bowling for Columbine. The strong and the silent type. Throw caution to the wind. Getting drawn and quartered. Forcing every horse to drink. It's the awesome force within. Thing I'm forced to win. Jesus. You crossed me once, but never crossed again. May your kid get a big home and lovely foster kin. Feel awful for the orphan, but there's more imposters kick. Let my epitaph read. Come down here and say it. I'll be haunting all your prayers and fucking up your sayings. I live half your life, but live twice as nice. I did twice the stuff and live half the time.
I will always be. Knowing I will never finish. I will always begin. Knowing I will never finish. I will always begin. Knowing I will never finish. I will always begin. Knowing I will never finish. I will always begin. Knowing I will never finish. I will always begin. Knowing I will never finish.
I got too much to do.
I could be dead in a minute.
listening to us. You're listening to us right now. So we'll tell you right now, we don't got no keys up in this house. Put the guns down. We're not building bombs in the basement. To the NSA, say turn them fucking cameras on yourself. You're listening to us. You're listening to us right now. So we'll tell you right now, we don't got no keys up in this house. Put the guns down. We're not building bombs in the basement. To the NSA, say turn them fucking cameras on yourself. Yeah.
Look at the beast in my pocket. It's an invasion. We built the cages. They own the block. They digitized the block and gave us bigger cages. 3D printed humans with pseudo expressions. Call it freedom. Pale motherfuckers in data collection centers. Who can't tell if I'm kidding when I say I'ma overthrow the government. Put ice cream machines in place of ATMs and empty all the prisons. They made us into spies, snitching on ourselves for the eater of time, the co-opter of souls. We throw death threats at a dead world. I got everything to hide from folks like you. Why you wanna watch me naked, screaming fuck the police in my living room? How you gonna stop me from pissing on every electric fence? Your invisible armies couldn't even find sand on a fucking beach.
You're listening to us. You're listening to us right now. So we'll tell you right now, we don't got no keys up in this house. Put the guns down. We're not building bombs in the basement. To the NSA, say turn them fucking cameras on yourself. You're listening to us right now. So we'll tell you right now, we don't got no keys up in this house. Put the guns down. We're not building bombs in the basement. To the NSA, say turn them fucking cameras on yourself. Yeah.
Line us up, shoot us all. Family portraits taken from a satellite abroad. So smile and wink up at the cameras. For the snitches in the sky, Google mapping all our bloody insides. Microchip on my passport, got my weapon encrypted password. So it still feels like I'm in a prison and a pig is searching in my asshole. Freedom is a concept we will never know. Every time I breathe, gotta check it with fucking parole. Even when I sleep, I'll be gone, better go. With the better give a beast, when they get a pool of bio. I will wire out and fire shots at cops if I get up for survival. Call me Filiberto if they do not take me out. I'ma go to trial and I've seen the devil's face drawn in ASCII patterns plastered across the heavens. Our binary masters on the planet, God knows every path we're on. Damn it, omnipotent digital deities listening to every word that we're speaking. So every time that I scream fuck you on a track, there was a transcript on a computer in Utah. Fuck you, better put a bullet in my head for me to trust you. I am an antenna hill dodging magnifying glass reflection. Still it's fuck you.
You're listening to us. You're listening to us right now. So we'll tell you right now, we don't got no keys up in this house. Put the guns down. We're not building bombs in the basement. To the NSA, say turn them fucking cameras on yourself.
What you think we got all these eyes for? All I see is secret agents marching up and down my spine, trying to copyright my DNA while I learn to walk. We don't talk much anymore. Talk is dead like privacy. The forest, toxic oceans are coming to swallow every city when I'm gone. And leave it all to the cockroaches. But I can't forget them drones. Can't forget the drones. No, I can't forget them drones. Can't forget the drones. No, I
can't forget the drones. Can't forget the drones. No, I can't forget the drones. Can't forget the drones. No, I can't forget the drones. Can't forget the drones. No, I can't forget the drones. Can't forget the drones.
You just heard Snitch Nation by Soul and DJ Payne One, a song about online privacy. And before that, you heard
Dead in a Minute by AB Original featuring Katie Baker. And I've got to say, AB Original and Briggs in particular, Briggs, who is sort of a member of AB Original, or one, or the member of AB Original. I'm not sure how AB Original is actually set up, but is one of the best artists in Australia, I reckon, right now. They're just definitely doing such powerful music, you know, even from their first stuff with Bad Apples and and things like that. Such great music. So certainly check out Briggs, check out AB Original. Briggs does lots of collaborations, worth checking out. And I've got a song here. You might know this this singer or this artist, but maybe not this particular band that they've set up. This is Ice-T. metal band, and the metal band's called Body Count. He's got a metal band that he started in the 1990s and does lots of really powerful, great political music, really hard-hitting stuff. And this song in particular came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago, is one that I always come back to and I really love, and it's got a really deep political message, a nuanced political message. And it's about it's written in the context of Black Lives Matter movement and talks about the oppression of the poor and the lower class. And yeah, so have a listen to the lyrics. I think they're brilliant. This is Body Count, No Lives Matter.
It's unfortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is, they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that black lives matter, but truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your bullshit history books. But honestly, it ain't just black. It's yellow, it's brown, it's red. It's anyone who ain't got cash. Poor whites that they call trash.
Ugly to the core. When it comes to the poor, no
Are you looking after someone aged, a person with a disability, or someone with a mental illness or medical condition? As a carer, you can access free support online, over the phone, or in person. Carer Gateway is an Australian government initiative providing counselling, advice, respite, and much more. Find out how Carer Gateway can help you. Call 1800 422 737, Monday to Friday, or visit carergateway.gov.au. Carer Gateway, connecting carers to support services. A 3CR supporter.
There's a moral to the story that I'm about to tell. When you take a look around you and you see that all is well, and just because you're cozy, don't think the world is rosy. Some people in this world are going through hell, and the silent majority stays silent as the despots murder millions worldwide. Tyrannical purveyors of injustice, they make the laws, the saver laws are on their side. In 33 in Germany, when Hitler came to play, liberty was gradually eroded day by day. As they gassed and shot dissenters, all the decent people cowered and thought the things they never dared to say. And the silent majority stayed silent as they rounded up the Democrat and Jew. For the fatherland they murdered children's fathers, whose only crime was saying what was true. In 73 in Chile, workers marched to show their plight, but a fascist view with guns and more to show them how to fight. Then in Santiago Stadium, they tortured and they killed, they smashed the opposition out of sight. And the silent majority stayed silent as democracy was crushed beneath their tanks. They were murdered in the name of Western freedoms with the aid of planes donated by the Yanks. In the square, students, workers, whites and children, hope was in the air. As they stood in peaceful protest, they were massacred and armed, they annihilated thousands who were there. And the silent majority stayed silent as they executed dozens in their name. And the people's army turned upon the people, and corruption reigned supremely once again. South Africa, Cambodia, Great Britain and Iran, every nation state in history since history began. Since the Son of Man was martyred to pay the price of sin, I sometimes think the Saviour died in vain. And the silent majority stays silent as they crucify the Lamb upon the hill. They're martyred in the name of religion, and if Christ returned, they'd crucify him still. Propaganda twists the facts before our very eyes. In the thread of truth they weave their evil, wicked lies. Like Jesus was a heretic and Caesar was a god, pity help the men who criticize. The silent majority stays silent, their evil men will surely have their way. Stem the tide before the deluge, that's the moral. If we don't speak up, we'll all get swept away.
Silent majority stays silent. The silent majority stays silent. The silent majority stays.
All right, so that second song there was by Greg Russell and Ciaran Algar, The Silent Majority. I've mispronounced that second name. I apologise to the Algar person. But this is just like a really great story and a beautiful sound. I love an accent in the music, so this has got a very strong accent, which I appreciate. And one thing that I really like about protest music, political music, Nick, you might agree, is that they're often telling stories about a movement, about an incident, about an event. And I actually learn a lot of history through protest music. Mm. And someone who does this really well is David Rovix, who takes a particular event that's happened often, a political event, and writes a song around that particular event. You learn a lot about the event, things that are going on then. And this one sort of gives that same feeling, I think. And not well known, I don't think. I was looking on YouTube and very few views, but it's a really fantastic song.
Yeah, I think that is a common thing with music, and I think also that mix between the personal and political. I think some of my favorite albums, which I'm not playing here now, but Propaganda, Less Talk, More Rock. There's also a much lesser known punk band called The Broadways, who have an album called Broken Star, and both of those albums have like very personal stories and then kind of bring it out to the political issues. Like The Broadways song have a song about one of their friends get beaten up by the police. It's like a personal story, and then look at it, sort of talk about the role of the police and authority in society, etc. So yeah, this song that we're going to play by The Idols is along a similar line. It's a personal song. It's about someone called Danny Nedelko, who is that's the name of the song, who is a friend of the singer of the band, and he's from Ukraine and now lives in the UK where the band is based. And it's sort of about their friendship, it's like a personal kind of song, but also very political. The song is called, the singer describes the song as a love letter to immigration, and it's in response to xenophobia in the UK post-Brexit, and as I mentioned, also about their friendship.
We'll be right back.
So welcome back to Music for Change, our summer special, bringing you some social justice music. And so we just heard Bad Cop, Bad Cop, which is a pretty good name for a band. That was Pursuit of Liberty. Before that, we heard Danny Nedelko by The Idols, so two pro-immigration, pro-refugee songs. And this song, Pursuit of Liberty by Bad Cop, Bad Cop, it's written and sung by vocalist Ling Lee as a fierce middle finger to the current administration, I guess maybe not so much anymore, but to the Trump administration, their treatment of immigrants. Her family fled Saigon in 1975, and the track juxtaposes her family's experience to those of current refugees trying to make a better life in the US.
We've had a bit of a, you know, some serious music here up to this point, but I think that satire plays a really important part in speaking truth to power and sort of exposing issues in the world. And when you add a nice tune to it, it makes makes satirical protest music really, really great. I think it's a fantastic tool in an activist's toolkit. This first band that we're going to listen to is called The Billionaires. I don't think they do much anymore, but they were certainly, they did a lot of music during the Bush era. And they make music from the perspective of the billionaires. So they're sort of highlighting how ridiculous billionaires are by singing from their perspective. And this one is The Billionaires, Profits Before People.
How dare you criticize this industry we're serving? You dare accuse us of a monstrous crime? We're only guilty of commitment that's unswerving to maximizing profits every time.
Maintain the Rage. Indigenous Social Justice Association Melbourne invites you to join our first meeting of 2021 online on Thursday the 14th of January at 6:30 p.m. Become actively involved in ongoing campaigns to prevent more Aboriginal deaths in custody. It's an opportunity to learn, ask questions, offer skills and have a discussion. Join our team in working with families of Aboriginal people who have died in custody in their fight for justice. Message ISJA Melbourne Facebook with your email and we'll send through an invitation to join the online discussion. Indigenous Social Justice Association Melbourne is a 3CR supporter.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what what happened. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. And South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. Wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be Italian shoes to me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
All right, did you guess their voice behind that second song? It's got a very distinct voice, and you'll probably know it when I say it. But it was Randy Newman, who created a lot of scores for Disney and Pixar films like Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., and lots of others. A really distinct sound, I think. But I really love this song. It captures sort of the egotism that some people charge America with, you know, them being the center of the world, and they don't know why everyone doesn't love them. And I also really like the details in the lyrics. So they one part is, "We'll save Australia. Don't want to hurt no kangaroos. We'll build an all-American amusement park there." And it goes on. It's sort of like everywhere else they're bombing. You know, they're going to drop the big one, but they'll save Australia. I think it speaks to, you know, that strong relationship that Australia is meant to have with America, and basically we being their little buddy. But yeah, it's a nice call out to Australia in that song. But it's a good one. Cool. That was Randy Newman, Political Science.
So we're going to go now to a couple of songs from artists who I haven't listened to very much in the past, and probably some surprising songs for those who are familiar with my music taste and familiar, I guess, even with just the first few songs that I've played. But yeah, a couple of albums I've really been enjoying, again, from artists I have not given much time to in the past. So yeah, the first one is by Miley Cyrus. This is Golden G-String from the album Plastic Hearts, which I've actually really been enjoying. She's someone who obviously everyone's aware of Miley Cyrus, but I've never listened to her music much. But yeah, I've actually really enjoyed this album, Plastic Hearts. And this one is about Donald Trump as president, the men holding all the cards, so sort of about male power in general. And I was also just thinking about, as someone who comes from a punk rock background, we often have a lot of hatred of pop music. And I think there is some legitimate reasons for that around like the commercialization and musicians not necessarily writing their own songs, etc. And I think so. I think there's definitely some legitimate criticisms of pop music. But I also was kind of thinking about it from a gendered lens as well. Like punk music is a very masculine, very male-dominated genre, whereas pop music is a very female-dominated, more feminine kind of genre. So I wonder if there's some more illegitimate criticisms of pop maybe sort of merged in there as well. Also, having said that, I think this album, there definitely are pop elements, but I really think she draws on lots of different genres in this album. So this is Miley Cyrus with Golden G-String.
I woke up in Montecito. I was thinking about my life. And the questions made more questions, staring out into the night. Yes, I've worn the golden G-string. Put my hand into hellfire. I did all to make you love me and to feel alive. You dare to call me crazy? Have you looked over?
I'll stay. There are layers to this body, primal sex and primal shame. They told me I should cover it, so I went the other way. I was trying to own my power, still I'm trying to work it out. And at least it gives the paper something they can write about. And oh, that's just the world that we're living in. The old boys hold all the cards and they ain't playing gin. And you dare to call me crazy, have you looked around this place? I should walk away. Oh, I should walk away. But I think I'll stay. So the madman's in the big chair, and his heart's in iron vault. He says, if you can't make ends meet, honey, it must be your fault. We all focus on the winners and get blinded by their shine. Maybe caring for each other's just to 1969.
Song on an airport piano. I was the guy disturbing your journey from security to gate 23A. Maybe you noticed me. I wrote this song cause I had a spare hour. I was delayed trying to get back to my babies in Sydney, and I noticed the keys, so I'm writing the song. Women in SUV Porsches always look miserable. I don't know why they're so sad. Maybe it's the calories they could have had. Filling them up with regret. And men in cafes and ski resorts trying to connect with their sons. Look like they just want to hit them. I mean, I'm sure that they dig them underneath all the gear.
A young man Jordans just left me $5 on the piano. What do you know? Then forgets that his bag is unzipped, so the contents of it is disgorged, and a jar of Viagra spills onto the ground.
So it goes.
Women in SUV Porsches always look miserable,
and I know why they're so sad.
I know why they're so sad.
They thought they'd be happier than they were in their forts, but now they're bored of their Porsches and they're
looking for more. They're out there shopping for more. And their husband's so fat in his new lycra shorts, trying to pedal his way back to 94. Trying to wind back the clocks to before, to before. They had this boat and this house and this bite and their mortgage, to before they had bought all the things that they found. And fell off the wall, but the gold keeps receding and his hair is receding. There's this book he's been reading for 6 months, but the words just swim round the pages. And God has been ages since they made the glove. And the kids are on drugs with their ADHD and their anxiety. And the music is shit, and the time just keeps slipping away. And I'm sitting here playing and singing, and they're calling my name. Cause your flight's gotta go, and your flight's gotta go. And I wrote this song on an airport piano.
So we heard from Miley Cyrus with Golden G-String, and just then we heard Airport Piano by Tim Minchin. So Tim Minchin is another artist who I haven't listened to too much in the past, but I'm really enjoying his album Apart Together, which is a new album that he's recently released. And I thought that song in particular really reminded me of Buddhist philosophy, and I'm not a Buddhist, and I'm pretty sure Tim Minchin isn't either. But I do think there is some valid sort of points from Buddhism, which again, and outside of Buddhism as well, raises similar points as well. But I thought that song was a lot about this idea of consumerism, and like the idea that once we're rich, we'll be happy, and people constantly trying to amass more money, but never kind of getting that. And also, I guess the impermanence of things, like people going, oh, I'm happy because of my looks, but then they get older and lose their looks and those kind of things. I thought that idea of not just from Buddhism, but generally like critiques of consumerism and this idea that, yeah, again, thinking we'll be happy when we achieve this or this and then never quite getting there. And there's often, even outside of Buddhism, there's this idea of consumerism sort of through advertising, etc., having this unquenchable thirst. So we think we'll be happy when we buy that product, and we buy it, but we're not quite, then we try and buy the next product, we never quite get there. So I thought that was quite a powerful song by Tim Minchin.
And yeah, Tim Minchin is another one of these satirical artists who has some fantastic sort of protest songs that draw heavily upon satire. Definitely worth checking out. All right, this is my last couple of songs. And this last one by Dick Gorgon, I don't know, Gowan, I don't know how to say that, sorry folks, World Turned Upside Down. It's an older song, but it I suppose it's speaking to a theme that I've got going throughout all the songs I've played today, which is this difference in a class struggle, I suppose, and what I'm seeing at the moment, or perhaps is happening again in the world, is a strong growing divide between the uber rich, the 0.01%, the 1%, and everyone else. And this song is sort of about that, but from a historical perspective, in 1649, about the dispossessed fighting the landlords, and it sort of mirrors this fight that I think is starting at the moment against today's billionaires and their super rich, where, you know, billionaires are now the new landlords of yesteryear. They're the new royalty, basically. So this is World Turned Upside Down.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the lands. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords.
We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, only the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. The earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the order came to cut them down.
Finally, that last one is from Desaparecidos.
Desaparecidos,
yes. And The Left is Right. And they're another fantastic, fantastic band. And the lead singer is great. Check out all their music. A big fan. Bright Eyes is another project that they work on. But I think Desaparecidos is more political. Maybe more protesty, and has some really great lyrics. So that's me for today. Thanks for listening, folks. Really enjoyed finding these songs and putting them together.
Yeah, and I think that also the Bright Eyes is much more like indie music, and Desaparecidos is more punk kind of rock music as well. So yeah, sort of more heavy, both in like the musically, and also in the messages is more political rather than Bright Eyes, which tends to be a bit more personal and introspective. Mm.
There's plenty of specialist music programs to choose from on the 3CR grid. Because music. Explore the 3CR schedule online at 3cr.org.au. Oh, it makes me
happy. Yes, this is our vibration.
Jump alive. Check out
Music Sans Frontier.
Great voices.
Music matters.
The Hip Sister Hop Show.
The Heavy Session.
The Planetex Radio Show.
Satellite Skies.
Shindig. Sweet Dreams.
Tune in to 3CR 855 AM on your digital radio or streaming live at 3cr.org.au. Let our music make you happy.
just heard the station ID for music shows on 3CR. So there's a whole bunch of music shows you can tune into. One that I can personally recommend that I've listened to is Global Intifada. You can find that at 3cr.org.au/Global Intifada. And that airs Thursday, 5 till 6 p.m. Also, if you're interested in hearing more music from me, featuring not the songs I've played today, I've tried to play, you know, different music that I haven't played on any show before today, but I guess similar kind of music, you can check out the Spotify playlist for the podcast I do with my partner, Katie. So if you search Progressive Podcast Australia Music and Comedy on Spotify, there is over 32 hours of political music that, that me and Katie listen to and enjoy. And Adam, you've got a Spotify playlist as well.
Yeah, so if you look up Protest, Revolution and Riot on Spotify, I've got a playlist there with over 1,100 songs that are all to do with like protest music, all sorts of genres from gender, war, animal, race, you know, think of a genre and it's there. And I am always adding to it. So, there's more to come.
Great. So we will be back. This is our final week of Freedom of Species. So me and Adam will be back with more Freedom of Species from Sunday the 17th of January, 1 till 2 p.m. as always. So yeah, Freedom of Species will be back to normal programming from the 17th onwards. In the meantime, you can catch up on any Freedom of Species shows you missed last year via 3cr.org.au/Freedom of Species, as well as on a range of podcast apps, including iTunes and Spotify. Thanks for joining me today, Adam.
Thank you.
And we're going to go out with a song, I Still Believe 2020. This is by Loki featuring Akala and Black the Ripper. And thanks for listening, everyone, and hoping everyone has a good 2021.
Love life. Respect death. 2020 to 2021. This is dedicated to those that never made it through this tough year. Those that kept faith even when their fate was unclear. Those that clung to dear life in weird times of such fear. Outlaws till clouds pass, we will see the sun here. On top of all the obstacles, optimism impossible. Drop a thought for a lot of small businesses that lost it all. Independent artists that never got an album signed. Many a music venue got snaked and left out to dry. Some afraid to mention it, speak in the face of censorship. Some without a home when there's many a vacant premises. Those that chose to rise above their trauma and shine hard, the grinding grafters, foot of the mountain that climb faster. Over a million people know recourse to public funds on these cold nights. Just hold tight till the summer comes. Just know you'll be on top of the mountain when said and done. Here's to a less painful 2021. I believe.
Speaking it, and of course I believe in justice, no matter who's receiving it. Believing almost nothing, I am told, is the status quo. Cause history show how the lies unfold. I believe we can use the term conspiracy theory to discredit inconvenient ideas without the slightest query. Not that they're necessarily correct, but the world we have created is one that's blatantly tainted with regurgitating hatreds. And those at the top think the pawns there for their controlling. It's about maintaining the privilege that they've already stolen. But we the people can feel our consciousness is changing. So no matter how they brutalize, they cannot restrain it. I believe every child's a born genius. They're just taught how not to be and place barriers between us. I don't believe in human nature, just conditioned behavior. I don't believe your oppressor could ever, would ever be your savior. Making money.
money and investing. I believe in God, but religion, that's the next thing. Terrorism and recession was made to force us into submission. Now look, everybody's stressing, it's a deadly weapon. Gotta stay two steps ahead of them. I'm like Nat Turner with a big strap, I'm dead in them. Born and raised in Edmonton, but the struggle's universal in the hood. Trust is minimal, cause anyone can hurt you. I believe in my talent, so I use it. Praying one day real music can move units. We do this, but we ain't appealing to little school kids. That's why labels think we're intimidating. Bullshit, I prefer the word educated. Yes, I'm rated, but sometimes I feel underestimated. I'm only 23, rebelling in this crazy city. I can't do this by myself, I need you lot to change it with me. I believe.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.